the regular season is finished, and now the Rangers have an opponent for their first round playoff matchup, and it is an old friend. It's the Washington Capitals, and these two teams know each other very, very well. The Rangers, of course, coming off their best regular season in franchise history, a record of 55-23-4. They finished the season 26-7-1. So they've been red hot. They played very well at home at the Garden. It's been a clear home ice advantage. Washington, on the other hand, won last night 3-1. They had a 2-1 lead against the Flyers with 3 minutes left. The Flyers pulled their goalie because a regulation win by Washington would have eliminated the Flyers. So they needed to do what they could. Washington scored a goal late with about 2.5 minutes to go, and that secured the playoff spot for the Capitals and secured their date with the Rangers Sunday, game one, Madison Square Garden. It's the 10th time these two have played each other in the playoffs. The Rangers have a 5-4 lead. The last time, of course, was 2015. Rangers trailed 3-1. They came back. They got it to a game seven. And, of course, this happened.
Sad that someone must lose this, but it's all a part of the sport. But they are devoting all their energy to this game, both teams. Off the tie-up, it is fair, but it came back to Yandle. Drive by Girardi in a save.
The great Doc Emrick on the call. Now, do I expect the Rangers and Capitals to go seven games this time? I don't. The Rangers are clearly the better team. The Capitals had to go to the very last day of the season to secure a playoff spot. But they do have Alexander Ovechkin, who at 38 years old scored 31 goals. They have TJ Oshie, who's an all-time great. And they have the arch nemesis, Tom Wilson, the Rangers' arch nemesis. He's going to be your villain in this series. He's going to be the point of contention for the crowd. The Rangers, of course, have a history with Wilson where he threw Panarin to the ground without a helmet after a vicious hit on Buchnevich. And the Rangers came out and they tried to get the head of player safety for the NHL fired. They were fined. He was suspended. And it's been an ongoing thing now for a couple of years between the Rangers and Tom Wilson. And, of course, don't count out Ovechkin, okay? Ovechkin's one of the great scorers in NHL history. He had himself a good season. 31 goals at 38 years old. That's Jaromir Jagr-like numbers. And, you know, he might be the next one. He's going to play. Ovechkin, you know, he's been talking about retirement. He's going for Gretzky's record. He wants to get Gretzky's record, so I expect him to be back next year. But Ovechkin is always dangerous. And, like you said, TJ Oshie, at 37 years old, another all-time American hockey player. And there's a lot of storylines beside the Tom Wilson Rangers thing. You got the Lindgren brothers. Ryan, of course, for the Rangers, had himself a good year. And the goalie for the Capitals is his brother, Charlie Lindgren. Lindgren, he shut out the Rangers back in December. And as good as the Rangers are and as mediocre as the Capitals are, they always play each other tough. I don't want to say you could throw out the records, but they play each other tough. They are 2-2 against each other this year alone. The goals are dead even in the matchups. 4-0, the Capitals shut the Rangers out, like I said, back in December. But the rest of the season, it's just the Rangers are such a better team. The Capitals have a minus 37 goal differential on the season, minus 37. The Capitals' leading scorer has 67 points, Dylan Strom. The Rangers have five players alone with 72 points or more. Panarin, Trocheck, Kreider, Fox, and Zibanejad all with 72 points or more. Panarin's got 120. So the Rangers are a much better team. They should not have an issue with Washington, and you don't want to let this series get too deep into the series, because when you have your eye on the Stanley Cup, you don't want to get beat up in the first round. You're going to get beat up on the way to the finals if you get there. If you're lucky enough to get there, you're going to have a long series somewhere along the line, a series where you get beat up. You're going to have to face adversity. You're going to have to come back no matter what, no matter who you are. Because in more than any other sport, the NHL, it just, the upsets happen. We saw it last year with the Bruins, who had an all-time regular season, went into the playoffs, lost to the Panthers. If you run into a hot goalie, it can happen. They need every game has got to be vital and crucial to this series. You have to treat every game like it's a big game, a game seven, and you can't fall behind. If the Rangers have game one and two at the Garden, if they take care of business at home, they should be okay. They go to Washington, you steal one in Washington, and then you come back home and you win in five games, hopefully. That should be the goal here. Win this series in five games. Keep it pushing. Get to the next series because it's Stanley Cup or bust for this team. It's an all-time Ranger record with 55 wins, all-time Rangers record in points. They are clearly one of the top teams in the NHL, right there in the top two or three teams. But like I said, upsets happen in the NHL playoffs more than any other sport. Anything can happen. Game one, Sunday at the Garden. Let's hope it's the first of a long playoff stretch for the New York Rangers. The President's Trophy winners, now they go for what the real hardware, Lord Stanley's Cup. It all starts Sunday. Enjoy it, everybody.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to let everyone know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our website at LockedUpSports.net. Remember, you can also find us on your favorite social media site, on Twitter at LockedUpSports, on the gram at Locked_Up_Sports. Join our Facebook group, Locked Up Sports, or on TikTok at Locked Up Sports Show. Now you can catch all the latest from Locked Up Sports anytime. Thanks for listening.